Walking among the gravestones in Eureka Springs' silent city, the cemetery is the perfect way to spend a Halloween weekend evening. And at this year's third annual theatrical production, you will meet 9 Eureka artists laid to rest in the city graveyard, among an estimated 5,000 buried there, like William Jarrett Ellis, the second wife of Dr. John Ellis, a historic Eureka Springs physician, performed here by Karen Pryor.
I was working as a writer for the Times Echo newspaper when I met Dr. Ellis. He owned the office building downtown, so I saw him fairly often. That little newspaper woman, Annie Ross House, she was on the newspaper staff also. You know, it was my family connection that put us in contact with the captain of the steel industry, Mr. Andrew Carnegie, to ask if he would help fund one of those libraries of his here. Well, we do know that the Yankees out there called him Mr. Carnegie, but in the South we refer to him as Mr. Carnegie. Well, of course, he did agree to help us build our library, but it took forever for construction to begin in 1910.
You'll also hear Essie Butt, a singer and founder of the Eureka Springs Garden Club in 1946, played by Carmen Caldwell.
Being busy women in those days, most of our efforts were confined to our own yards and our neighborhood. I lived at 23 Eureka Street, just 2 houses down from Penn Castle, and we call the corner of Mountain and Eureka Streets Fennell Point, after the family home there. Some of our first plantings were at that point. Sorry to say, it seems like no one's been following our example lately. And early on, we planted shrubs on either side of the slope, from Prospect Street down to Harmon Playground. But we forgot to inform the city work crew, and they came along and cut them all off. Can you imagine?
The Garden Club still functions, conferring awards on the most beautiful and elaborate residential gardens in Eureka. The cast also includes Bebe Brown, known as the Queen of Song, played by Sharon Parker, 2 photographers, Nettie McAllister, played by Mary Deal, and historic postcard photographer Lucian Gray, adeptly performed by professional actor Jake Allen, oil painters Fred and Glenn Swedlin, played by Terry Miller and Jim White. And visitors will also hear Judge John C. Betton, who arrived in Eureka Springs on a stretcher, sick, terribly ill, but was cured by the healing spring waters, he said, a common testimony of the day. All the voices are carefully scripted by writer Mary Jean Sell, who describes the final voice.
Irene Castle, who was she and her husband Vernon were world-famous ballroom dancers, exhibition dancers, and she was a movie star. And she moved here in the middle 1950s. But by the time she got here, she'd kind of given up her movies and her stage life. But she was very active in a program called Orphans of the Storm. She and Vernon rescued animals. When they used to travel with the vaudeville shows and the animals in the acts were being mistreated, they would often buy the animal just to save it from beatings and starvings and whatever people did to make their animals do tricks. So that was her primary occupation after she got here.
Irene Castle is performed by ABC correspondent and Carroll County resident Aaron Hayes Dennis. The characters are true to life because of extensive research conducted by Mary Jean Sell.
And I work with June Westfall, who is our town historian. June and Rod come up with the characters, and then June and I do the research on them, and then we develop a personality for them. And some of these people are well known and some of them aren't. And for the ones that aren't well known, that's where the challenge is. We have to work off of a picture or just off our imaginations. And there's quite a bit of backstory work that goes into it, and then I write the scripts for each character.
Rod McGuire, executive producer and director, along with his spouse, Phyllis McGuire, designed the Living History Theater as a guided tour.
And you are met by the undertaker, and he tells you a little bit about what you're going to do that night. You are then passed off to your first guide, who will take you on a short walk to the first character. And this is a former citizen of Eureka Springs that we are showcasing. And that person will be dressed in period costume and will tell his or her story of Eureka Springs. Then another guide will take you to another character, and this occurs 8 times.
Last year, undertakers took 1,200 guests through the graveyard, almost double from the previous year. Silent City opens at dusk and continues through dark.
All gravestones of the characters that we are doing, or the people that we're doing, are lit with a torch. And along the walkway are solar lights softly glowing, and the guides carry a Coleman lantern so that there's plenty of light.
Phyllis McGuire says Voices from Eureka Silent City is incredibly popular with the locals, who find tremendous interconnections.
The locals are friends and neighbors, so to speak, and they go, I didn't know about that person. I didn't realize any of this.
Rod McGuire says this was made abundantly clear in 2009 when one of the visitors encountered graveside character Dr. Pearl Tatman, a local and much-beloved female physician.
As a doctor, her main thing was delivering babies. And she was going about her speech during one of her tours. And one of her lines that she had already said, 15 times, was, one of you out here may have been a baby that I birthed. And this elderly gentleman stood up and said, yes, Dr. Tatman, you birthed me.
Of course, all standing by that grave were utterly moved hearing this reunion. So costs to Voices from the Silent City are $10 for adults, $5 for children. Hot cider and fresh cookies are provided. Last year, 100% of the proceeds, $12,000, went to support the Eureka Springs Historical Museum on Main Street. And next year, expect to be visited by the ghosts from the Civil War. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.